Judging the Judges. New York steamrolling governor proposes much-needed court reform. Last month, a Brooklyn jury convicted Gerald Garson, a former matrimonial court judge, of taking bribes. The trial revealed that he had fixed divorce cases in exchange for top-notch liquor, meals, cigars, and cash. His arrest in 2003 prompted investigations into judicial corruption and the selling of judgeships. 1 in 10 Brooklyn judges were said to be under investigation at one point. New York State's judges are elected by districts based on its 62 individual counties, and many of these counties are either strongly Democratic or strongly Republican. This means that many judgeships are not so much elected as awarded in backroom intra-party deals, with a fair degree of attendant corruption. Indeed, the current system for electing state Supreme Court justices, actually the lowest level of judges, has been deemed unconstitutional in 2 federal court decisions. A special commission on New York's courts, set up by Judith Kaye, the state's chief judge, recently noted that New York State has the most archaic and bizarrely convoluted court structure in the country. Influenced by that report, Eliot Spitzer, New York's governor, proposed a number of reforms on April 26th. Independent nominating commissions would be established to evaluate and screen candidates, who would then be appointed on merit by the governor, rather than elected. This change, though, will require an amendment to the state's constitution. Mr. Spitzer also wants to consolidate trial courts into a 2-tier system across the state. His reform package would increase the number of Supreme Court judges to help offset growing caseloads. He is also proposing constitutional amendments to allow the creation of another appellate court division to handle cases. He has proposed, too, a salary increase for state judges, the first in 9 years. Judges would receive a salary of $162,100, compared with the $136,700 they have been getting since 1999, less than some lawyers make straight out of law school. The cost of living has increased by 26% since then. Higher pay would lessen the temptations of corruption. The Republican-led state Senate also introduced a wage bill last week giving pay rises to the judiciary. At the same time, however, senators set up a commission to consider pay hikes for all government branches, including themselves. Mr. Spitzer is reluctant to support their bill unless they also support his campaign finance reforms, which they have previously rejected. The governor and the legislature are likely to battle over other plans of his. He wants to shore up abortion choice in New York. And on April 27th, he introduced a proposal to make New York only the second state to allow same-sex marriage, after Massachusetts. Joseph Bruno, the state Senate Majority Leader, thinks the governor has his priorities wrong. He should be advocating other issues, such as making more use of the death penalty. 1. What was Gerald Garson convicted of? Give one example of the reform plans proposed by Governor Eliot Spitzer.